A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus. "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman and died childless. Then the second and third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will the woman be? For all seven have been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob,' and he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. The concept of resurrection and an afterlife was very late developing in Judaism. It didn't begin to emerge until about 100 years before the birth of Christ. Our first reading today is taken from the book of Maccabees, which was a very early book written about 100 years before the birth of Christ. Ironically, Maccabees is not in the Protestant Bible, and it's not even in the Jewish Bible. It is only in ours because of its concept of the resurrection of the dead. The Sadducees, who Jesus encounters today, were an ultra-conservative group who did not believe in the resurrection. In fact, they only accepted the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. They believed instead that a man lived on in his children, in his descendants. And so they try to trick Jesus up. But Jesus' answer gives you and me one more insight into what eternal life will be. Because Jesus says we cannot compare this life to what eternal life will be. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Add that to the three other things that we know about resurrection, all of which evidenced by Jesus after his resurrection and await you and me. First of all, Jesus possessed a real physical body. He wasn't a ghost. We're told that he ate meals with the disciples. Ghosts don't eat meals. And furthermore, no one was frightened by him. Secondly, however, he was somehow different in appearance from the pre-resurrection Jesus to the post-resurrection Jesus. Remember that they didn't recognize him. Mary Magdalene at the tomb on Easter morning thought he was the gardener. The two disciples who had been with him for a couple of years walked all the way to Emmaus before they recognized him. And thirdly, though we celebrate Easter and the Ascension as 40 days separated, scripture scholars tell us that all of these events took place in a very short period of time, perhaps even just one day. And so if you look at the appearances of Jesus after the resurrection, he's all over the place. We're told also that the disciples were in a room with the doors and windows locked, and suddenly Jesus appears in their midst. In other words, he transcends the limitations of time and space. And so we're going to have a real physical body, different in appearance, free of the limitations of time and space. And today he tells us we can't begin to compare this life to the glory that that life will be. Death is nothing to fear. Death is but the door to a new and eternal day. Amen.